from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. As progress continues for the resumption of the Northlander passenger train next year, Kapuskasing Mayor Dave Plourd hopes the province doesn't stop there. Plourd says it's critical that the Transportation Ministry look at expanding service from Cochrane through to Hearst.
Now we recognize it's going to happen. So, you know, where do we fit in that big plan? I think that's where we see ourselves. And so I think that's important that we get that message out there and we make the request and see what comes from that.
Plourd wrote to Minister Prabhmeet Sakaria asking for an extension. He says it would help economic growth, especially with the mining industry, bring in skilled workers and improve the quality of life. He adds the expansion is also needed to enhance safety on Highway 11 and is a better travel option. Chrystia Freeland is throwing her hat into the ring to be leader of the Liberal Party. On social media this morning, the former federal finance minister and deputy prime minister said she's running to fight for Canada. The official launch will be this Sunday. Freeland left Prime Minister Trudeau's cabinet in mid-December, stating she and Trudeau have recently been at odds about the best path forward for Canada. The check will soon be in the mail. The province has started issuing $200 taxpayer rebate checks to everyone in Ontario who is 18 and over and filed a 2023 tax return by the end of last December. Finance Minister Peter Bethlen-Falvey says the money's part of the government's efforts to help Ontario families struggling because of the federal carbon tax, high interest rates, and global economic uncertainty. If your family qualifies for the Canada Child Benefit payment, you'll also receive a separate check for $200 for each eligible child under 18. In Country 93.1 Sports, there's a three-pack of away games for the Iroquois Falls Storm this weekend in the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League. Tonight they play the Sioux Eagles, the Sioux T-Birds tomorrow night, and then the Blind River Beavers on Sunday afternoon.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.